Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, March the 14th, 1839, the Governor of Barbados, Sir Evan John MacGregor, sent a report on the state of the prisons in Barbados to the Secretary of State for the Colonies, Lord Glenelg. The report noted that 2 temporary prisons and 3 of the rural houses of correction had been closed in the previous year, owing to the very reduced number of commitments since the enfranchisement of the apprentices, leaving 3 rural houses of correction and the common jail in Bridgetown. Conditions had improved considerably in the remaining prisons. Most notably, the use of the treadmill at the Bridgetown jail had been discontinued in March 1837, and the building that housed it had been converted to a hospital. Over the previous year, the monthly average had been 60 prisoners incarcerated, 10 white, 8 male, 2 female, and 50 black, 30 male and 20 female. Though, according to the report, there is no distinction observed between white and black prisoners. The approved daily prison diet consisted of 1.5 pounds of bread, or 5 pounds of yam, plantain, eddos, or sweet potatoes, or 1.5 pints of guinea corn, or 2 pints of Indian corn, divided into 2 meals, together with 2 ounces of saltfish. Prisoners engaged on the road or public works received an additional 2 ounces of saltfish a day. Each prisoner in jail was also allowed 1/2 pint of tea, while prisoners in the penal gangs received 1/2 pint of a mixture of rum, molasses, and hot water. The prisoners were divided into 3 gangs. The first gang for able-bodied men sentenced to hard labour, and the second gang, convicted of minor offences, worked on the roads or public works from 6:30 to 9:30 each morning, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The third gang, comprising the infirm, the young and females, were employed inside the prison walls, breaking stone or picking oakum. For easy identification, the first penal gang was clothed in a parti-coloured suit, while others were given a suit of Osnaburg. Osnaburg was the name given to a form of coarse, plain weave cloth that had originated in the German city of Osnabrück, which had previously been used for clothing of slaves. According to the inspector, prisoners were required to wash and bathe themselves twice weekly on Wednesdays and Saturdays, but the majority performed their ablutions daily. Finally, one other major improvement in Barbados's penal system since the end of slavery that was reported in the submission to Lord Glenelg on this day in 1839 was that all chain fetters have been entirely abolished and irons are not resorted to, except upon extreme occasions for the preservation of prison discipline.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.